Sabatino with Roland Smith. We're back. We are back, and we hit a laugh, Roland.
Where did we go? We didn't go anywhere.
We didn't go anyplace.
You and I sat right here,
in that ephemeral space. But in this particular segment, the best times of our life, having fun, laughter for the sake of having fun. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh.
Oh, you
let
promised
the whole
me you would never
with
sing.
You, make them laugh. You know, we don't do enough of that anymore just for the heck of it.
No, you do too much of the singing, if that's what you're talking about. No, but you're right.
Smiling and laughing for the sake of smiling and laughing. You know, as we prepared this show this week, and it's a litany of difficult topics. News, our business, as we reported, doesn't always have a joke here or there. It's a business of the hard news, and the news isn't always good. Frankly, in the last couple of years, it's been pretty bad.
Well, that's generally the selection of the producers and or the direction of the corporate entity that's what they want, because there's always humor that you can find out there if you look for it.
Yes, and though there are one of the things that I saw recently on one of the local cable channels was our business and the mistakes that are made live on television with newscasters. And I
got a litany of those.
Oh, I was rolling in the aisle. My wife said, I haven't seen you laugh like that in a long time. I mean, the tears were pouring down my face. These are young. Most of them were young, and they were so dead serious. And one poor young lady fell right off the chair. And she kept talking.
Well, that can happen.
Of course it can. But it has that sense of, and she got back up with a wonderful sense of humor, one of the Southwest stations, and said, and we continue on. Her hair was all disheveled, and she kept right on going reading that teleprompter. Well, the tears were falling. I mean, I just could not stop laughing. And not laughing at her, but because I've been there, and so have you.
Well, you know, laughter is truly one of those few cross-cultural emotions that everyone can understand. Try laughing in another language. You can't do that.
You can't do that. Of course you can't.
But everybody understands it.
Yes.
I mean, even if you don't speak the language, if somebody's laughing or a whole group of people are laughing and you don't even know what they're laughing at, you're going to join them.
Yes, and the magic of a smile.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've noticed that as I pick up my little one, she's 8 years old, bless her. And I watch them, the kids come out from school, and the younger grades come first, second, third, before the bigger kids. She's in a 1 through 8 school. And the smile on their faces, the laughter from them is so genuine and so innocent. It makes you feel good just to stand there and watch them parade past you, joking and having fun. They're out of school, and they're ready to go play. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. It's more than wonderful. It's what keeps us all going.
It keeps me going. But
keeps us old guys going.
And I'm laughing. But it's part of life, and there should be more of it. There should be more of it.
You know, I think that laughter and smiles are one of the few things that connect us to the divine that's within us.
That's an interesting point. He must really be connecting with me today because I'm smiling.
Well, you always smile. I mean, I rarely see you without at least a grin on your face.
I like to have at least one cracking, as I used to say, on the left side of my face, right here. Well, I just thought I'd bring it up today to change the pace. Let us smile, let us laugh. I won't sing again, but I'd like to.
Oh, I know you would. I mean, you used to sing when we started this program a few years ago. You unfortunately sang. No, I'm only kidding. Carl does have a nice voice.
I enjoy it. I still sing to my little one. I enjoy barbershop quartets, and I can get in the middle of a barbershop quartet, a harmony and a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Love it.
Coming up, we have some stuff on tax identity fraud.
Yes.
As well as a guest by the name of Becky Frost.
Yes, and let us continue on. With that, Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, America Weekend. We are back. Please stay with us.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an extra boost of self-esteem? Don't laugh. You know you want it, you need it, and it's right there staring you in the face. Here's the social science of it. To find more positive self-esteem, you need to know about the mirror exposure effect. Things we see often we tend to like the most. It's the premise behind advertising, and it's easy to use this to your advantage. So if you want more positive self-esteem, put a favorable, flattering picture of yourself where you can see it regularly. The more you're exposed to your own positive image, the more you'll like yourself. What's the cheap psychological trick? The mere exposure of your smiling face back at you improves familiarity with yourself and improves your own regard for you. Face it, it works. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Good news for people suffering from hemorrhoids, which for them is indeed no laughing matter. Hemorrhoids are often brought on by constipation and subsequent pushing during bowel movements and are almost a given when it comes to childbirth. In this sense, they are varicose veins surrounding the anus and lining the rectum, and they swell and become agonizingly painful. But now, some natural remedies are taking light. If you live near a Whole Foods or a more upscale grocery store, you can commonly find homeopathic tinctures made of arnica, derived from daisies, or calendula, extracted from marigold flowers. Both remove pain, shrink hemorrhoids, and begin healing when applied. Instead of chemical creams, we can use what our grandmothers used so successfully and safely. A quick website shortcut for this and other homeopathic cures is homeopathyhome.com.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.